How y'all doing? How you doing? How you doing?
Hello out there, kids!
It's me!
Satire.
But like most of us, he just
became truly wicked.
But one scene is still relatively rare, and that's this one.
Okay. All right, here we go.
We interrupt this program to give you an important news bulletin.
People gather to watch a president masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
Those busy hands you saw just now
were exploiting pornography for its own sake.
Which is the toughest job in America, as far as I'm concerned.
At first, they thought he was joking. But then, he proceeded to take all of his clothes off and get completely naked.
Dirk found himself face to face with that one-eyed serpent.
Is that the same guy that I saw you kissing when I left here this morning?
Yes, it was, Dad.
They live on the planet Yogdul, and they are interested in joining the alliance.
Of the giant dinosaurs.
What do you think, Wish Bear?
Guess that says it all.
But there's one problem. The Givens worship
Johnny Mathis.
People who worship the devil
are some of the nicest people I have ever met.
Some people choose to use Stridex medicated pads
on walls and schools.
I did that.
Very good, Kathy. That's exactly right.
And if the male urinates right away,
then at the next party you'll tell people I licked your ass with my tongue.
Yes, Pooh, you did.
Oh, bother.
Well, that bothers me, too.
Oh, if it really bothers you, you should see a doctor.
Doctor, can you give me something for the pain?
Here's Paddington Bear.
Hello, I'm Nathan Rex.
You remind me of Johnny
Mathis.
I'm going to show Johnny what goes on behind the scenes here.
Today in our nation's capital and around the country.
Well, that's cool.
Cool.
That's really great.
Do you really want to know what cool is?
What do you suppose it is?
Mycoplasmal pneumonia.
What in the world is that?
It's a profit-robbing disease. And the nagging, hacking cough in your pigs could mean that it has struck again.
It also means dirty dirt.
Under the arms, in the pubic region, and elsewhere on the body.
He was dirty from head to toe.
Ever since then, I always wash myself good and clean.
Using water pistols.
And a pitcher filled with milk.
Sooner or later, you will be
laughing, singing, and learning about all the good things in life.
Things like roast snake and baked beetles.
Things like that.
Good things to eat, like
some chapstick.
And even two little hats, each with a red feather.
Can I at least eat like a murderer?
Yes, you can, with moderation.
You can suck my dick. Or cock.
You can lick and kiss and suck and do whatever you like.
Oh, thank you, old gentleman.
But that nasty duck
had got a bone stuck in his throat.
Olaf removed
the head and shaft of the penis
from his mouth and shoved it into Anna's
asshole.
And finally he came.
Try not to get it in the tree.
I will lick it up and mop it up with my tongue.
You know, you can do this at home yourself. You don't need to come over to my house to do it.
You lose your sense of values. You think of little else but another blow.
Job well done.
It starts to work the instant you swallow.
I'll swallow your soul!
And yet, it wasn't always this way, was it? I mean, as far as you were concerned,
where everything was white and
covered in gum, covered in shit.
Remember how it used to be?
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
Very desperate.
It was hard to get anywhere.
Oh, I'll never get
laid in a cave in a hillside.
Yeah, but why does it matter so much where you put the silverware?
It's a matter of national security.
Security experts and law enforcement always recommend that a victim complies with the demands of
Johnny Mathis.
No matter how absurd.
I demand a horse and an army of slaves.
How could I refuse?
But we refused to let him do that.
He was so surprised that he
punches himself in the throat.
I have to leave for a few minutes.
Where is he gone?
Honestly, I'm not sure.
Perhaps he should wait. Wait till tomorrow. Wait and see.
Okay, boys, let's go.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
We didn't go anywhere last weekend.
This weekend, Chuck Swindoll takes a look at a question he's frequently asked.
What would you say if I asked you to show me your underpants?
Good idea. Okay, I'll go first.
Okay. Just then a clown came over.
What's that, Mr. Clown?
Have you lost something?
Bozo the Clown
appears to have lost most of his space.
He just has to find it.
Check out my butt.
Just look inside.
I've searched every inch of it.
Look. There it is.
He knew he had found it.
Let's get some reactions. Father, what do you think?
This was so cool, and I really believe it's true.
It isn't true.
Say goodbye until next time when we need to hear us again.
All right.
Until then.